Nathan Fraser Show, episode number 115, Customer Service in the Age of Social Justice. All right, here we go.
Mixing business with politics. This is the Nathan Fraser Show.
So, first of all, warning, this one's got a lot of cursing in it. And not particularly by me. I might drop an F-bomb or two once in a while, but we're gonna be reviewing some videos that have been spawned on the internet in the last couple of days. And there's a lot of cursing in these videos. So just a fair warning, not safe for work this episode. And so that being what it is, we're gonna talk about a couple of incidents of customer service in SJW 2018 going into 2019. We're gonna be talking about that. And it's weird because it used to be the rule of customer service, the rule of doing business used to be don't mix business and politics. I know I'm gonna sound like a huge hypocrite because the whole point of this show is mixing business with politics, but that used to be a very solid rule, was you don't mix business with politics because you end up alienating a lot of your market. And it seems like I said, at the end of 2018, rolling into 2019, that's not really a steadfast rule anymore. A lot of people like to mix business with politics. And one of the weird things is, capitalism is a system, it helps build good life skills. It helps build people the skills that they'll need to be able to get by in life. Capitalism, working a job, teaches you that you have, or owning a business teaches you that in order to get the things that you want out of life, you need to give other people the things that they want in life. And that's a lesson that socialism, that selfishness doesn't really teach you, that capitalism does teach you. It's kind of like a forced altruism, and it's not a forced altruism where I'm forcing you to be altruistic to give me things. It's you force me to be altruistic so that I can get the things that I want. It's one of those weird paradoxes that makes capitalism so beautiful. And that is not really the case anymore. A lot of people don't really understand that capitalism, in order for it to work, it requires that people treat each other with respect. It requires great customer service. And that's kind of been lost in the world today. And we're going to be talking about a couple of incidences. So the two incidences that we're going to be talking about, number one, there was a vape shop employee that flipped out on a Trump supporter this morning. And yesterday there was a transsexual that flipped out on an employee of GameStop. And we're going to talk about both of those things today. But before we get into that, I want to just talk about customer service in the current age of SJW. And the best example that I can think of is ComicsGate. And I don't know if you are someone who follows what's going on in ComicsGate, but I guess Gamergate probably also. Right now, both the comics industry and the gaming industry, the people that run those industries and the people that run the media that covers those industries, so Marvel Comics, DC Comics, Image Comics, and Bleeding Cool, the comic, Bounding Into Comics, I think, all of these companies that cover the comic book industry, the comic book industry and the companies that cover the comic book industry have this like incestuous SJW relationship. Most of the people that are making comics for the big name comic book companies right now are very left-leaning SJWs. Most of the people covering the comic book industry are also SJWs. They're constantly forcing their politics into the comic books and not putting out the best comic books. The comic books are no longer about good, compelling stories with great character arcs. It's more about Mary Sue characters that are written by SJW token people, so that they can check off the diversity check boxes, and it's led to subpar comic books. And so when the comic book customers say, hey, we don't really care about the skin color of the person writing our comic book, we don't care about the skin color of the character in our comic book, these things are things that have existed. There's been black people writing comic books for a long time. There's been black characters in comic books for a long time. We don't really care about that stuff. We just want to make sure that the comic books are fun to read. Same thing with the video games industry. Their Gamergate, I think, was the first like actual industry to suffer from this phenomenon where people said, hey, we don't care about the gender of the person making the video game. We don't care about the gender of the character of the video game. We just want it to be a good video game. Tomb Raider is a great video game. Doesn't matter that it's a girl. We didn't buy it because Lara Croft is a girl. I mean, some people did because pixelated booty back in the day. I'm not going to lie. That was part of the reason why I bought the original Tomb Raider game. But for the most part, the reason why I played the game was because it was a fun game to play. There was an action, there was adventure, there was heart pulsing or, you know, heart rate raising action scenes in the game. It was a fun game to play. And I wouldn't have bought it just because of the fact that it was a female led game, but now they're trying to push that as a selling point. Us customers, we don't care. What we care about is quality product. When we go to Subway to buy a sandwich, we don't care what the skin color of the person making the sandwich is. We don't care about the gender of the person making the sandwich. We don't care what the person making the sandwich has hanging between their legs or used to have hanging between their legs before they chopped it up and mutilated it and it became this big pus-infested sore that can't figure out how it's supposed to heal correctly. We don't care about that stuff. All we care about is it a good sandwich? If you've got a weird thing going on in between your legs, or if you've got a normal thing going on in between your legs, we don't give a shit. We just want a sandwich. And if the sandwich is good, that's all we care about. So, and good customer service. And in the current SJW-infested business world right now, good customer service has taken a back seat. If you ask for good customer service and you say, hey, I don't care about the skin color of the person making my sandwich isn't important to me, I just want a good sandwich, you're called a bigot for that. If you say, hey, I don't care about the gender of the person making my video game, I just want a good video game, you're called a bigot for that. And if you ask for good customer service, you're called a bigot. And so that has kind of, that's kind of been like the culture of business, at least businesses and industries that have been taken over by SJWs. That's where we're at right now. You ask for good comic books, you're a bigot. You ask for good video games, you're a bigot. Fortunately, hasn't made it to the point where if you ask for a good sandwich, you're a bigot. But if this trend continues, that's right around the corner. Anyways, that's kind of where we're at. And here's the deal. Right now, we also have this thing called, I'm terming it right now. I'm coining the term right now. Payment gate, payment processor gate. We have this thing where payment processors are deciding who can collect money on the internet. PayPal is deciding whether or not Subscribestar should be able to compete with Patreon. Patreon is deciding who you as a consumer should be allowed to sponsor. Oh, we don't like that Sargon said the N-word on a stream that didn't even happen on Patreon. Sorry, you're not allowed to pay money through Patreon to Sargon anymore. Oh, we don't like what these people said on their podcast. Sorry, you're not allowed to support their podcast through a PayPal donate button anymore. We see this happening more and more frequently. And so these companies are saying, hey, if you don't bend to our ideology, you're not allowed to make a living anymore, which is crazy because it's not like U.S. Bank or Wells Fargo is going to tell you, oh, we don't like something that you said in a private message to somebody 3 years ago on Facebook. Or it's not like, you know, Capital One is going to say, we don't like the thing that you posted on your Facebook page or your Twitter page, so we're going to actually cut your credit card. We don't accept that in society, but right now through these payment processors, there it seems to be that that's the direction that they want to be going. And most of it is politically motivated. Most of it is ideology motivated. Most of it is, if you don't agree with our far left ideals, you're not allowed to do business. You're not allowed to take and accept money. You're not allowed to give money. You're not allowed to put food on your table unless you submit to our leftist ideals, which is crazy to me. Because here's the deal. Look at companies like Crest. Crest sells toothpaste to prisons. Crest sells toothpaste to convicted prisoners, people who are in prison for doing all kinds of crazy stuff, like selling drugs, assault, raping people, pedophiles. Crest is like, hey, you still need what we provide, and we're going to sell our toothpaste to the prisons. The food companies don't say, hey, you got the most vile people locked up. We're going to refuse to provide these people with food and sustenance because we don't agree with what they did, which I don't agree with what they did either, but the people that provide the food, the people that provide the food, the toothpaste, the people that provide the orange jumpsuits, none of them are saying, the people that you're housing, we think that they're so vile that we're not going to give them food. We're not going to give them the ability to take care of themselves. We're not going to give them clothing. Yet SJWs, on the other hand, say, we don't like a word that you said, so we're going to take away your ability to put food on your own table. We're going to take away your ability to collect money from your supporters. Like, that's literally where we're at. Pedophiles and rapists can still get the services they need to survive, but if you say a naughty word on a live stream on YouTube, you're not allowed to get the ability to survive. That's how insane this whole customer service in the age of SJWs has gone. So that's kind of what I wanted to talk about, but I really wanted to focus on these two examples. So first of all, we're going to talk about this Trump vaping situation. This guy goes into a vape shop and wants to get some vaping juice for his wife or his girlfriend, and the guy behind the counter just flips out on him because he's wearing a Trump hat and a Trump t-shirt. And I'm going to actually play the audio for you so that you can hear the audio, and then I might interject once in a while and give my own two cents. But here's the audio from this. It just was released today, and this is just insanity. This is, again, refusing to sell to somebody because you don't like the shirt that they're wearing and the hat that they're wearing. This guy walks into the shop wearing a Trump hat and a Trump shirt, and here we go.
So here we are at Exhale Vapor City in Tucker, Georgia, and I have just been asked to leave the store. He greeted me. That was nice. I did find the item that I wanted, and the next thing he said was that he'd like me to leave.
If you do not stop recording in my store, I'm going to call the police and ask you to leave now.
Please call the police. That would be awesome. That'd be awesome. We can call Fox 5 and all sorts of stuff. I would like to purchase something here. First. Please do call your boss, because I will be calling corporate.
Go for it.
I am looking forward to releasing this video, because I just want to purchase something.
Fuck off, dude. Fuck off. Get the fuck off in here, man. Fuck, man. Fucking stand your racist motherfuckers.
Right.
Now, here's the funny thing. He automatically assumes that this guy's a racist because he's wearing a Trump hat I'm assuming that's why he assumed this. And this is the deal. I'm not a Trump supporter. I don't like Donald Trump. I don't really like anybody who aspires to be that powerful, that thinks that they should be able to make decisions for the lives of millions of people. But I am so fucking sick and tired of everybody who's a Trump supporter is a racist. It's so cliche. It's so played out. It's so not true. I have a lot of friends that are Trump supporters. Some of them are black. Some of them are Mexican. Not a single one of them is a racist. I have one friend who I would say is actually a racist, and he's a buddy of mine that is, or a friend of the family who went to prison, came out of prison, absolutely racist, not a Trump supporter. So I know lots of Trump supporters. None of them are racist. I know one guy who I would say is actually a racist, and he's not a Trump supporter. But again, to SJWs, anybody who's a Trump supporter is a racist. And I think that this guy's just virtue signaling, because if you watch the video, you can see that there's a black guy in the background of the video. Another customer in the vape shop is a black guy. And so I think that this guy's just trying to virtue signal about how unracist he is by calling somebody else racist. Again, SJWs love to project, and liberals who secretly are very racist love to project their own racism onto other people, which is what I think a lot of times happens and is possibly what's going on in this video. I'm going to go ahead and continue this video right now.
Racist?
Yeah!
Mister, right? I'm not a racist.
And this black guy's just like, I don't know.
Trump
So he's on the phone calling his boss, apparently. Maybe calling the cops.
I'm not serving anyone that has to do with that fucker. He's a treasonous asshole.
I don't have a problem with you, sir. Whatsoever. I don't. I just want good health care for my kids. I don't have a problem with the color of your skin or yours.
See, and that's the thing, too. Most of the people that I know that did vote for Trump, it's either they didn't like Hillary and they were like, well, lesser of two evils, or it's they're like, I think Trump will do a better job with the economy. I think Trump will get rid of Obamacare. I'm sick of paying high premiums for Obamacare, and hopefully Trump will do something to fix that. And so this guy basically says the exact same thing that 90% of the Trump supporters that I know that voted for him said the same thing. And like I said, I don't know a single Trump supporter that voted for Trump because they were orange supremacists.
I'd like to purchase some of this naked vape juice, though, if that would be all right. All right, see, because... Okay,
leave,
here's where we're at.
Leave the store.
Here's where we're at.
Leave the store. Here's leave where, the store.
Here's where
leave
we're at.
Leave the store. Fuck off. I don't give a fuck. Get out. Dude,
go ahead. Take another swing at it. Make contact with me one more time. I'm going to make a deal with you. I want to purchase that vape juice.
No.
If you sell it to me,
no.
I won't. If you sell
get
it to me, I won't. Look, if you sell it to me,
no,
I won't call the police. What you did was assaulted me. What I need is that for my wife. If you sell it to me, I won't call the fucking cops and press charges on you for assault. I won't call corporate and get you fired. Just sell me the fucking product so I can leave.
What do you want?
Naked in the strawberry in a fucking 6 milligram.
Where do you see naked?
Right here. This shit. Where is it?
Where
this?
The fuck do you see?
Right there. Here.
Oh my God, this is so freaking funny. So, can you imagine me, the other customer in the background while this shit is going on? Like, yo, I don't need to see you two fight. I just came here for some vape juice. And this is hysterical, but I'm going to go ahead and continue.
Right next to that, in a 6 milligram, make sure it's a 6 milligram so I don't have to come back.
So you're not fucking coming back in my store, homie. I'm making sure of that. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Oh my fuck.
God bless America. Capitalism wins again.
Fuck your capitalism. Fuck your fucking president. He's a racist, stupid piece of shit. You're
whatever.
A racist.
Just ring the shit up.
Stupid piece of
just
shit.
Just ring the shit up, fuck boy.
Fuck off.
Do my bidding.
Man, fuck. Get out.
Sell it to me.
No,
shut up.
No.
Sell it to me. Sell it to me, punk.
Call
it's
the
your,
cops.
It's your job, your freedom. Sell me the shit.
Fuck it. You can be.
I have. No, no, no. Sell it to me.
Nope.
Sell it to me.
Fuck off.
Come on, ring it up. Ring it up and you don't ruin your life. That's where you're at right now.
And you can see if you watch the video, the black guy's still in the background, just like, what the fuck kind of crazy ass shit is this?
Because you done upset me. And you should have helped him first in the first place before you threw a temper tantrum, dipshit. He's standing here waiting for you to ring him up. How fucking...
Get out! Possible?
Help your customer!
Fuck off!
Oh my God, this kid is insane. Oh, what would you do if somebody started treating you like that?
We are going to be here all day. Get out.
I'm cool with it. I'm recording. You got a business card for your manager or anything
fuck
like
no.
that?
I ain't giving you fucking dick.
Oh, man.
I ain't giving you dick.
This is phenomenal. Look, God bless America and everybody in it. I love you, sir. I don't even know you. I love you too.
And
hey, God bless you.
This is about money.
This is about money. I just want to bring this thing home to my wife.
Hey.
You know?
You got shit to do with money.
Man, this got nothing to do with skin color.
I'm not selling you.
This has nothing to do with skin color.
This is about money, man.
Look, kid, I like having a little bit more money in my paycheck. I like paying less for my kids' health care. I got nothing to do with skin color, bro.
I'm not selling you dick.
I'm sorry, bro. You gotta go through
this,
but
wow, man. God bless you. Hey, check it out. He's still your president. Go fuck yourself.
Fuck you.
Okay, and it's funny because you can actually hear the black guy in the background agreeing with the Make America Great Again guy. It's hysterical. Anyways, that's that. That was, to me, that was insane that somebody could get away with treating customers like that just because you didn't like what they were wearing, just because you didn't like who they voted for. But that's literally where some people are at with this whole mixing business with politics. You see this on Twitter all the time. you see these SJW comic book creators constantly calling the consumers Nazis, calling the consumers fascists, racist, bigots, KKK members. It's insane how how deranged these SJWs who are in these high positions of power in business treat their customers. It's nuts to me because I can't imagine treating customers this way. It's crazy to me. Anyways, that was nuts. The clerk flipped out on the guy.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
The world is a scary place. You're justified in being afraid. Greedy capitalists are killing the planet. Nazis are hiding in every shadow. Unvaccinated kids are targeting your children. Oh, and don't forget about the Mexicans and the terrorists. They're all coming to get you. Threats loom around every corner. We understand if you're terrified, but you don't have to be. Introducing Massive Government. Let our trusty politicians take care of you. Let them decide how your money should be spent. Let them be the arbiters of what's right and what's wrong. Let them control what your kids learn in school. Let them take total control of everything. That way, you can get back to the things that really matter, like watching TV and playing the lottery. By now, you're probably asking yourself, how do I get me some more of this massive government stuff? Well, I've got good news for you. For the low, low price of half of everything you earn and your complete submission to our authority, you can have peace of mind, a false sense of security, and everything else that comes along with massive government. The best part is, you don't have to send us any kind of payments. We're already taking them out of your paycheck. As an added bonus, trade in your freedom today and you'll receive 25% more authoritarianism for the lifetime of your account. That's a total of 100% control over your life. And all you have to do to cash in on this offer is nothing at all. Keep on watching TV, keep paying your taxes, keep voting, keep living in fear. Just don't start thinking for yourself. That's our only requirement. Keep doing the things you already do, the things you've always done, and we'll be here to rule over you like we always have been. The world is a scary place. Submit to massive government and feel safer today.
Now, back to our show.
Now, here's a flip side story. This is a story where an SJW customer actually flipped out on the clerk. This just happened yesterday. This clerk was trying to break up an argument between the video cuts in after there's no context to what happens before the video cuts in. I'm not sure what happens, but it sounds like this customer that's a transgendered person was arguing with another customer. The clerk asked them to break it up. The clerk said, hey, you guys, the transgender guy gets offended by being called a guy. The clerk accidentally calls him a man or a sir. He says, sir, just calm down. Then the transgender, and if you're watching the video, the transgender guy does not pull off a woman very well. He's one of those men that doesn't look like a woman, is trying to present as a woman, isn't doing it very well, obviously has some insecurities about it, and just rips in to this clerk. The clerk is doing his best, but hey, sometimes you slip. Sometimes this is the whole thing about transgendered forced pronouns and all of that is your mind knows what it knows. If you're looking at a guy and it's obviously a guy who's trying to be a girl, you can do your best to try and respect that, but your mind knows what it knows. Your mind knows that that's a guy, and sometimes you're going to slip, and that's just the way it is. And we're going to go ahead and play that real quick. That video, same thing. I'm going to go ahead and rewind this real fast and play this from the beginning so that you can hear it. I might cut in and give some interjections, but I think I'm just going to play this one straight through. This is a transgender guy, girl, woman, I don't know what the term is, flipping out on both a customer and a clerk at a GameStop. This happened yesterday, and I'll just play that right now.
We're not doing credit. You're going to give me my fucking money back.
Excuse me, sir. There's a young man in here.
I told her. Excuse me. It's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I can call the police if you'd like me to. You need to settle down.
You need to settle down and mind your business.
So you can see that right there. The transgender guy, girl is flipping out on one of the other customers and flipping out on the clerk. And
ma'am, once again, ma'am.
I said both of you.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys. It was general.
Right beforehand, you fucking said sir.
Sir? Okay.
Motherfucker, take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a fucking sir.
I apologize.
Motherfucker.
I apologize now.
Then the guy who presents as a woman poorly walks to one of the end caps of display featured items and kicks it, knocks it over. Huge displays of testosterone for somebody who's trying to pull off a woman here. But yeah, okay, whatever. Take it outside. I'll show you, sir. Reminds me of the Ben Shapiro clip where a transgender person said the same thing to him. You'll be leaving in an ambulance.
Start I need walking your corporate out. Number because I'm going to call them and talk about how I was misgendered several times in this store.
I apologize for that.
I need your corporate number now. Get it for me now.
And if you're watching the video, it's plain to see this guy does not pull off a woman well. He's trying, but either the world's ugliest woman or a man in a wig, and I don't even think it's a wig. I think that's his natural hair, but I just misgendered him.
I'm gonna ask you to calm down and stop cussing.
Give me your corporate number. Well, I'm gonna ask you for the fifth time to stop calling me a man, because quite clearly I am not.
And I apologize. I'm sorry for that, ma'am. I will get you that number. Is that okay?
Now, here's the thing. The difference between these two interactions, the one that I just played versus this one right now, the clerk in this one is very apologetic. He's trying to do what he can. He's like, I'm sorry, ma'am. And when he accidentally slips up and calls him sir, he immediately apologizes for it. And the customer, the SJW in this particular instance, is flipping out, yelling at him, cussing at him, telling him to fuck off. I demand your corporate number right now. Now, in the other instance, when the other guy with the Trump Make America Great Again, for most of the video, he did lose his cool after getting yelled at for a while. But for most of the video, he's like, hey, go ahead and call your boss. I'd like to call your boss too. And he keeps telling the guy, look, dude, you can just sell me the shit and I won't call customer service on you, or I won't call your corporate on you. Just sell me and we can be good. I won't ruin your life. This one though, the customer is the SJW, and automatically, I'm gonna call. You misgendered me. I'm gonna destroy your life. I'm gonna tell everyone that whatever, whatever. You can see the in both instances, it's the SJW that is just taking shit to 11 and flipping out and giving way more of a response than the situation actually deserves.
Yes, get it for me now.
I'm asking you to stop.
Get it for me now. I'm not cussing. I'm not cussing.
Okay.
Give me the damn number now, please.
Okay. Ooh. Ma'am, I apologize.
Yes.
I apologize, ma'am.
Yes.
I will get you that number right now.
No, you're just going to keep bumping your gums. You're just going to keep bumping your gums and disrespecting trans people in this store, which I plan on telling the entire LGBTQ community. You're going to lose money over this.
And then he walks out of the store, super pissed off. And I don't know what the end result of this situation was. I heard that the vape guy that flipped out on the Make America Great Again guy, I heard that the vape guy actually lost his job. I'm not sure what happened with this other incident. But again, two different situations, two where the roles were reversed. In both situations, the SJW, whether the SJW was the clerk or the SJW was the customer, it was in both of these situations, it was the SJW that took shit up to 11 and flipped out, lost their shit, and completely treated the other person like shit over really petty stuff in the interaction between customer and customer service provider. So this is what customer service looks like in the era of SJWs. So anyways, the thing is about this whole thing is with this second situation, this transgender person, this is the deal with transgenderism. You as a human being, you have the right, and I'm all for it. You have the right to believe whatever you want. If you want to believe that you're the opposite of what gender you were born as, I don't really care. You want to go around, you got a penis tucked between your legs and you want people to, you want to go around and you want people to think you're a woman. As long as you're not a trap and you're not tricking them into having sex with you unknowingly, as long as you're not doing stuff like that, I don't really care. You want to live your life, you live one time, live your life the way you want to live your life. You want to dress like a girl and you're a boy, go ahead. You want to call yourself a girl, think of yourself as a girl, I don't really care. It's your life. I want you to be happy. I want you to do what you want to do. But your gender is like your personal brand, or you like your business's brand. You can believe whatever you want, but you don't have the right to force other people to go along with that belief system. I can believe I'm the world's greatest copywriter, but if somebody says, Nathan, you're a subpar B-list copywriter, I'm not going to freak out on them and be like, you misappropriated my copywriting skills. I have the right to believe that I'm a really awesome copywriter. If I write a piece for of copy that bombs, which happens once in a while, I write a piece of copy and it does not beat the control at all. It doesn't even come close. I bomb actually more than every once in a while on my sales copy. It happens. If I write for a customer and I go in there thinking and I talk myself up like I'm one of the world's best copywriters, I believe that about myself. I think I'm an awesome copywriter. I write one piece for a customer and it bombs and they think that I'm a horrible copywriter and they go and tell all their business friends, dude, I hired Nathan to write this piece of sales copy. We ran it against our control. It did way worse than the control. The guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I don't have the right to flip out on the dude and be like, you must call me an A-list copywriter. You must refer to me as a really awesome copywriter. You cannot misgender my copywriting skills. You don't have the right to force other people to see you the way you see yourself. Live your life, believe what you want to believe about yourself, but you don't have the right to force other people to believe about you what you believe about yourself. You can persuade them, you can do everything within your power to convince them, but you don't have the right to force them or verbally or physically attack them or start assaulting physical property inside of their store because they don't see the world the same way you see the world. You don't have the right to attack people and call them racist and call them bigot because they don't see the president the same way you see the president. It's fucking insane that this is where we're at. It's fucking insane that this has to be explained to grown ass fucking adults, but this is where we're at in 2018. This is where we're at as far as customer service in the age of SJWs. Now, back to Comicsgate and what I was talking about earlier. People just want quality products. People just want quality customer service. Us as customers, again, we don't care what you believe. We don't care who you voted for. We don't care what you've got tucked between your legs or not tucked between your legs. We don't care about the color of your skin. We just want a decent sandwich. All of this shit that these SJWs are obsessing about, we don't give two fucks about. With the exception of a small percentage of fringe radical idiots on the right and a small percentage of fringe radical idiots on the left, the majority of the country doesn't give a shit about these things. The majority of the country doesn't give a fuck about your skin color. The majority of the country doesn't give a fuck about what you've got tucked between your legs. And with the exception of dumbass alt-right fucking idiots on the right and dumbass SJW fucking identity politics retards on the left, the rest of us don't give a fuck about this shit. So stop bringing it into our customer service interactions. Stop making it the focus or the focal point of your interactions with us in business, because we don't fucking care about it. And we're fucking sick and tired of it working its way into every aspect of the business world. It's done. It's 2019 needs to be done with this shit. I'm so tired of it. Anyways, that's my rant about this today. Give your customers good customer service. Give them what they want. Leave your politics out of it. Leave your politics at home. We're tired of it. We don't care about it. We don't care about your gender. We don't care about your skin color. We don't care about who you voted for president. All we care about is getting the quality product that we want, getting what we deserve for our money, and getting good customer service in the meantime. And that would be really awesome if that's what you could start delivering to us. I don't know, though. You know, maybe this might be different if you're in a niche market. Say you sell survival prepper stuff, maybe bring politics into that because you know that your audience is right wing. Maybe you sell eco-friendly cars, maybe bring a little bit of politics into that because you know that your customer base tends to lean to the left. But other than that, for mass market, for stuff like GameStop video games, for stuff like comic books, for stuff like Subway sandwiches, these are the mass market. We don't need to know about your politics. Your politics should not be part of your marketing when it comes to mass consumer, mass market products. We just leave your politics at home. Take your SJW bullshit, shove it up your ass, and don't deliver it in your marketing. Don't deliver it as part of what you sell to us. Just give us a good quality product and give us good customer service, and we'll be happy with that. Anyways, that's my thoughts on it. I'd like to know what you think. Leave your comments in the comments section down below. Make sure that you're subscribed so you never miss an episode of the show. And until next time, faith in each other, not in authority. I'm Nathan Fraser, High Priest of Propaganda. I'm out of here. Deuces.
Here's one thing a lot of business owners have to learn the hard way, and I want to help you save yourself some trouble, as does Nathan Fraser. And that is, it doesn't matter what you sell, because if you don't focus on how to sell it, you probably won't be selling very much of it. Sales are the fuel of any successful business, and if you want to keep your tank full, you need to check out Nathan's website at copyandfunnels.com.